Live to Die Another Day, the rebrightening of at 2018 FYK as a repeating partial tidal disruption event, by T. Weavers et al. Stars that interact with supermassive black holes SMBHs can either be completely or partially destroyed by tides. In a partial tidal disruption event TDE, the high-density core of the star remains intact, and the low-density, outer envelope of the star is stripped and feeds a luminous accretion episode. The TDE at 2018 FYK, with an inferred black hole mass of 10 to the power of 7.7 plus or minus 0.4 m sun, experienced an extreme dimming event at X-ray factor of greater than 6000 and UV factor approximately 15 wavelengths approximately 500 minus 600 days after discovery. Here we report on the re-emergence of these emission components roughly 1200 days after discovery. We find that the source properties are similar to those of the pre-dimming accretion state, suggesting that the accretion flow was rejuvenated to a similar state. We propose that a repeating partial TDE, where the partially disrupted star is on a approximately 1200-day orbit about the SMBH and is periodically stripped of mass during each pericenter passage, powers its unique light curve. This scenario provides a plausible explanation for a 2018 FYK's overall properties, including the rapid dimming event and the rebrightening at late times. We also provide testable predictions for the behavior of the accretion flow in the future. If the second encounter was also a partial disruption, then we predict another strong dimming event around day 1800, August 2023, and a subsequent rebrightening around day 2400, March 2025. This source provides strong evidence of the partial disruption of a star by a SMBH. This was Live to Die Another Day, the rebrightening of at 2018 FYK as a repeating partial tidal disruption event, by T. Weavers et al.